And you're tuned in to the Memorial Day edition of Rosie on the House. We're here visiting with our favorite history expert, Dr. David Dean from Grand Canyon University, talking about we've been talking about the initiation of Memorial Day and how it got started in traditional celebrations. We've got some pretty notable and famous Arizona veterans.
Yeah. Arizona, of course, has a long history of service to our country. We've got a lot of great political leaders like Barry Goldwater, Ernest McFarland, the father of the GI Bill, John Rhodes, Bob Stump. These are all great Americans who were Arizonans that went on and served our country and then came back and served us famously. Everybody's kind of familiar with the story of Ira Hayes, who was part of the Marine Corps, spent 23 months in the Pacific Theater, was part of the raising of the flag on Iwo Jima, and is memorialized in the monument in Washington, D.C. In fact, I think there's even a song about him. We have Frank Luke. Luke Air Force Base, of course, is named for the World War I pilot, ace, who was given the name the Balloon Buster because they were using balloons in that war to sight and spot the enemy positions and send the artillery over. And so you had to fly your plane down really low and be subject to ground attack. And he would do that, and he took out three balloons and a couple of airplanes and ended up getting downed himself. And rather than being taken captive, defended himself to the end, and he's a Medal of Honor winner. We just have amazing stories. Sylvester Herrera, one of our Hispanic veterans who cited for action in France. His platoon was under heavy machine gun fire, and he made a one-man frontal assault, captured eight enemy soldiers, allowed the platoon to go ahead and advance, and then again he moved forward. He stepped on a mine. And both of his feet were severed, but he managed to pin down the enemy, and he's also a Medal of Honor winner. And so these are just some of the great individuals that are Arizonans that we can be proud of.
Gosh, and you've got Jeff Cooper out of Prescott, right?
Mm-hmm. Jeff Cooper was a father of the modern technique of shooting handguns. He was actually a pistol instructor after the war, and he's contributed a lot to law enforcement and the military use of pistols and things in law enforcement and shooting, the military, that kind of thing. We have Joseph Foss, someone you know, Marine Corps squadron airman who fought in Guadalcanal.
Joe and I went to the same church. I actually, when he moved from his big house and downsized to a smaller house, we actually met with Joe a couple times about recreating where he was going to hang. I mean, he had an entire storage facility full of just notations and medals and trophies and citations. I mean, a life fully decorated and commemorated. And his dear wife Dee Dee just passed away last week.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Hopefully they are together.
They are together. They are together again now. So Joe was a great guy. He really was.
But one of the things that
I still need to make it out to a shooting range.
Yeah,
on 85, just south of the river, south of Buckeye. He's got a Joe Foss shooting range. Just for historical, I got to go see it sometime. Next trip to Tucson, I schedule an extra hour just to go check out his gun range.
But we could talk about people like Carl Hayden, Marshall Trimble, Arizona State historian, Rick Romley, of course, John McCain, favorite son. These are all people who we are proud as Arizonans of their service and contribution. But maybe in the next segment we could talk about some notable people that we might not be familiar with their names.
Well, Rick Romley, it's funny you should mention him. You know, we've been on air now how many years, Jennifer? What are we celebrating? 30 years on air. I don't know how many guests we've had on. I don't know how many callers we've had on. It's in the thousands. Only once in all those 30 years did we have to use the mute button on someone's microphone. Rick Romley's the only man that's ever cursed on my show.
A proud fact that it's in his biography, I believe.
It wasn't foul, but it was bleeped. Every time I see him, I remind him of that day. He says, you don't have to remind me anymore. I remember.
The legacy of 30 years.
Yeah, but boy, what a story he has and the service he provided the country.
He served in the Marine Corps. It was a combat infantry squad leader during Vietnam. He comes back. He graduates from Arizona State University, gets a law and business management, goes into law. He then goes on to become the attorney general of the county. I mean, just what an outstanding, distinguished veteran. And all of these individuals came back and contributed to our communities, contributed to our state, and made things better for everyone.
Memorial Day edition of Rosie on the House. We're glad you tuned in. We're going to come back after a little bottom of the hour break, and we're going to be talking about other maybe men and women that should be more recognized. Maybe not as popular names, maybe not names you have off the top of your head, but notables, Arizona notables, that you should remember this Memorial Day weekend.